There's another point about the Nes of Purim, which is made by the Arizal. Every Yontif was established due to an event that happened during that day in history. The miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim happened during the time when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. That was the actual occurrence. That's when the miracle took place. When Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai on the day of Shavuos, the heavens opened up and they witnessed the truth of Hashem's oneness in the world, at the Harvesa Ladas. And from then on, that day was established as the day of Kabbalah Satara. The event actually only happened once, but the day has become part of the yearly cycle. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were surrounded by the Ananei HaKavod, and they were protected in the Midbar. And this too became one of the miracles which created a Yontif, the Yontif of Sukkos. Rosh Hashanah is the time when the world was created, happened once, and is commemorated every year. Yom Kippur is when Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael for the sin of the Egel, and was established as a holy day of forgiveness throughout the generations. Even the Yontif, which is Midrabanan, like Hanukkah, it was established because of the miracle that took place at that time, as we say, by Yom Mahaim Bizman Azeh, in those days, during this time of year. Now, just as this physical year has seasons and times with change, but they come around every year, the spiritual year is the same. The event that happened during a certain time of year imbues that time of year with its spiritual energy. Pesach, when the miracle happened, created freedom, and the time became Zman Cheruseinu. Every year when Pesach comes, we have the spiritual power of Cherus, of freedom. The Torah infused that power within the year, and likewise, the Chachamim did the same with Hanukkah. However, Purim, says the Arizal, is different. Chazal say in Medrash that Mordechai HaTzadik met Eliyahu HaNavi and asked him if the decree made by Haman had been sealed in Shemayim. Eliyahu confirmed that the decree originated in Shemayim and had been sealed, but not permanently sealed. This was the true danger Klal Yisrael was in at the time. Haman and Achashverosh, they were pawns in the hand of Hashem. They couldn't affect Klal Yisrael as hard as they tried. The real tzara was the decree which had been sealed in heaven. Imagine if Achashverosh tells Mordechai and Esther that a decree signed by the hand of the king and stamped with the king's seal can't be revoked. Ksav asher nichtav b'shem ha-melech v'nichtav b'tabas ha-melech ein lahashiv. Then certainly the decree of Hashem, Melech Malchei Hamlachim, whose seal is truth, Chesamai Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, it can't be revoked. And this was a calamity facing Klal Yisrael, which had been unequaled in all previous generations. But within this tremendous time of danger, Hashem opened a doorway of redemption, a miracle of Rachamim, that the day itself, destined for destruction, decreed for our devastation, turned into our greatest redemption. V'nehapachu. The true nature of the Nes wasn't the fact that we were saved, but the fact that the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael underwent a change at that point. There was an outpouring of mercy and love from Hashem, which brought us all the way back to the level of love that existed when Hashem gave us the first Luchos. Hadar Kibluah, Klal Yisrael once again accepted the Torah on Purim. A mashal for this, when a child asks his father for an expensive toy, his father will probably refuse, saying, "You think money grows on trees?" But if that night the child starts screaming in pain, the father will rush him to the hospital and pay out whatever money he has, whatever he has in his possession, to try and save his child. Where did that money come from? When it's a situation of danger, money is not an object. Everything opens up, and all that the Father has will pour forth in love and mercy. So the Arizal says that the power of the Nes of Purim wasn't merely that that generation was redeemed, rather, as the Megillah says towards the end, "V'zichram lo yosuf mizaram." The power of this Nes, this change of relationship, remains in every generation. The Nes is still active today. That outpouring of love and mercy from Hashem revives itself every year during Purim, despite the fact that we're not in danger from Haman. It's in full force. It's not a historical nace. It's currently active. We're not commemorating a miracle, we're celebrating a miracle. The Arizal says Purim is different than all the Yomim Tovim in this way as well.